It's time for back to school, not just for the kids, but also for teachers and moms and dads who are also getting used to a new schedule and trying to feel motivated. While that's not always easy, using the BeDo concept can help for you and your child. And I'll tell you exactly how you can use it today on the BeDo Concept Podcast. Go out and be the person you were meant to be, and then go D-O, do the things that you were meant to do. It's up to Y-O-U what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you you. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the BeDo Concept, and you're listening to the BeDo Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is number 35 on the podcast, where I help people see the different ways they can think that can help you in living your best and most happy life, not just for you, but with the people all around you. If you haven't already subscribed, I would encourage it because this podcast just keeps getting better and better. Today, I want to share with you some really helpful ways you can use the BeDo concept to motivate your kids getting back to school and to want to work harder. Before I go into all the details, let me give you my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. What I've learned has come from personal experience, from studies, and lots of prayer. What I've learned has changed my life and made it so much better, but please do check with a licensed therapist, doctor, or credentialed professional before you make any life-changing decisions. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the BeDo concept is a spectrum between two powerful ways of thinking. I call these be thinking and do thinking. These opposite ways of thinking can help you resolve any situation, problem, relationship struggle, or any kind of trial you may be going through. From my experience, it seems that everyone has pieces and parts of these different ways of thinking. But those who really know and learn how to use these opposite ways are the ones that are out there being who they were meant to be and doing what they were meant to do. It's so powerful, and I just feel like if we could teach our kids these powerful ways of thinking and use them ourselves, that we're going to have a lot more of that joy and happiness. And as teachers and parents, I would love to be able to help kids to understand these differences so that they can feel like they can fly. And I know that the BeDo concept can help you do that. So let's jump in. Before I do, I just want to explain a little bit about some of my life experience that's bringing this topic to fruition for me. I started a new job at a charter school, being an interventionist at the junior high level. This job just kind of fell in my lap. I was struggling financially. I've been trying to finish up my book. I'm working to finish up my keynote. And though I had figured out that the best audience to teach this concept is to teachers and educators, I really didn't have a good system in place for how to implement and use this concept. So I was kind of praying for that and trying to work on some ways I could earn a little extra money. And I had some friends over for dinner, and my friend Lindy, she has the same name as me, she mentioned that she was almost all ready for school. She's a principal, but she was still needing a couple staff positions filled. And she was like, well, if you need a job, you know, this would be a great position for you. Well, as soon as she said it, I was interested because I have worked at a charter school for junior high kids, helping special needs kids, as well as at an elementary school doing the same types of things. So being in a junior high intervention program was something I thought I could actually do and I'd feel comfortable doing. And since I needed the money, I took the job. But it wasn't until after I took the job that I realized what a perfect job it is. It's actually the perfect opportunity to use the BeDo concept in the classroom, to teach it to the kids, and to develop a really good system that I can later teach to the teachers and educators, because I'm going to have to figure it out on my own using it with the kids. So it just feels like a really miraculous thing that just happened. And I'm always a little bit amazed at how God works. We have these difficult experiences and we're going through trials, but often it's because of the trials we're going through that we look for these opportunities that end up being miracles. Because if I wasn't looking for a job, I probably wouldn't have taken it and maybe I wouldn't have had this miracle. So I'm excited to implement all of these things that I'm about to suggest, but it's just been a really good for me because I've had to figure out how I can teach it, how we could use it in the classroom. And I want to share that with you today because I think it will work to help parents as well as educators. So the first thing I did was to create a poster that I have up in my classroom already. And if you want a copy of this poster, I'm going to print it and have it ready on my website so that you can just download it. I'll put the link in the description and it'll just be available for free. But it's a simple poem that reads, "Be the best you can be, do the best you can do, see the best in others, and others will see the best in you." I really love this poem that I wrote because it's the perfect foundation for teaching kids the be do concept. But it's also adults need this too, because in any system where you're using the be do concept, it's the most successful when both parties are using it. So when I'm using the be do concept and thinking in these be and do thinking ways, and I'm teaching it to the kids to be able to think in these be and do thinking ways, that's when we're most likely to have the best chances of success. So I'm going to share with you a little bit of how I'm planning to use this poem and how I'm going to teach it to them. So I printed up the poster and I have it on my desk. It's in a place where the kids can read it every time they come into the classroom. So just kind of getting it in their mind is going to help. But then I'm also going to use the language that the be do concept has, which I love because it helps kids to be able to talk about how they're being and what they're doing in ways that won't make them feel like they're being shamed or that I'm trying to criticize them. So I think that'll be really helpful. So I'm going to break the lines down. The first line is be the best you can be. Well, for those who listen to my podcast, you know that's be thinking when you condense it all into one line, right? So this is the perfect time to explain to them what be thinking is. And be thinking, in a nutshell, it's just focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be. It's making an effort to get out of your comfort zone sometimes, to make friends and be an influence on other people. And this can be really scary for kids. They may not really know who they are yet. But it's a great opportunity to start talking about who they are and the influence that they have to share with others. It's really scary sometimes to be an example to other people, to be a friend, to be a guide, to be an inspiration. And it's been a little scary for me as I've started this new job because I have to be a little more assertive with kids and tell them, you know, what they can and what they can't do. I don't like to be a mean person, so I'm trying not to be that. But I do need to be a little bit, you know, assertive, and that's stretching me a little bit. But that's what the kids need to know, that it's a choice of how they're going to be and the kind of person that they want to be. It's completely up to you. They get to control how they want to be. Nobody can make you be a certain way. And that's a really cool principle that teaches them how they can control their life a little bit more. But it's also important to recognize their value and their effect on others and how they can be to get the most positive effect for who they are. So are they going to be a good student? Are they going to be a friend? When you're being that way, it's really important for them to recognize why they would want to be that way. Why would you want to be a good student for your teacher? Why would you want to be a good friend? And that's really important to get them off thinking about themselves, because that's where most kids want to be, but to be able to see the difference they can make to other people, being able to help people feel happier or help them feel cared about as they're trying to be a good friend. And that's a really cool thing for them to recognize, that they have an influence, they have a power, which comes from being. And, you know, it's also great because when kids are not being their best, when they're not being a good friend, all of those things, then you're also going to have words that you can talk about. You've talked about be thinking. And so then you can bring that up, like, well, are you being the best that you can be? Because that's a choice. You can help them see that, you know, they do have that choice to be however, whoever they want. But there's also a consequence and an influence. They have an influence either way. But when they're aware of the impact that they have, then a lot of times that can help them feel in more control of their lives. And we can also talk to them about this be thinking way so that it doesn't make them feel like you're saying they're not enough or that they have to change or be different. It's up to them. They get to choose. Are you being your best? That's up to you. The second line of the poem is all about do thinking. It's do the best you can do. So again, this is a chance to talk about do thinking and if they're using it in the classroom and where they're going to school. And this is focusing on what you do and being able to do the things that are going to give the results that they want. So if they're not getting the results they want, then, you know, maybe they need to make a change in what they're doing. But if they are getting a result they want, it was a good thing that they did, then how to make that into a habit so that they can always get those good results. Being consistent. It's helping them find win-win solutions that work for them and for the people around them. It's really important for kids to have some kind of end result that they want, that they're working towards. Because sometimes we have to do things we don't always want to do. And helping them to see why it's worth it to do those things can also help them to feel more motivated to do things that maybe they wouldn't do normally. But when you're having to make choices about, you know, whether they want to go to school or whether they want to do an assignment, being able to remind them of an end goal and helping them see the big picture of why it would be important to do that assignment or what they're going to get from doing the assignment, that's do thinking. And it's okay to give kids incentives. It's okay to give them things that are going to keep them doing things. Because sometimes we just need little motivators that can help us to do those things. We need to see that there's a reason for why they're being asked to do certain things. I know as a kid, I found really quickly that connection between, oh, if I did what the teacher wanted me to do, then good things happened. I got to be the teacher's pet. My teachers would let me be in charge of the classroom when they left for a moment. I really liked how that felt. And so I was very motivated to do what the teachers asked me to do. And of course, I got teased sometimes for being the teacher's pet. But I could also tell that they were just jealous. They wished that they had those same opportunities. And in my mind, it was like, well, they could do the same thing, you know. And that was because I recognized it was a choice. I could see that what I did had an either positive effect or a negative effect. And that's so important that kids learn that they have the power and the choice of what they're going to choose to do. And so being able to teach that to them is just such a great skill, and that's do thinking. I know that a lot of kids struggle when they don't have a lot of friends or they don't get to do the activities that they want to do. But when they have a bigger reason, you know, this is why we go to school, this is why you want to get this assignment done, sometimes it can make it more motivating to do those things, even though they're hard. To be honest, I really didn't want to go back to work. It's taking up a ton of my time that I had to work on my book and some of these other things. But again, I can see that long-range perspective of this is helping me get my goal. It's helping me to be able to make a difference with the kids I get to work with right here in the classroom. And that's motivating to me. I want to help them see their value and see their power, which comes with using the be, do concept and using these different ways of thinking. So once they kind of understand these differences between the be way of thinking and the do way of thinking, because they need both, then we have the third line of the poem, which is that to see the best in others and others will see the best in them. And it's just so important, especially as teachers and parents, that we're also doing the same things. We need to be the best we can be and do the best we can do. And then we need to see the best in these kids, see that their potential, see what they are doing that's their best and being their best. And as we see the good in our kids and the people we get to work with, they're going to feel that. They're going to want to give their best. They're going to see the best in us. And for the kids, it's really important that they can see the best in us, meaning they can tell that we care about them, that we that they can trust us, and that we're trying, that we're on their side to help them with the things they're learning, that's why we're here, is because we want to see them succeed. We want to see them have good results in life, and we want to see them to be that person that they have the potential to be, that they were meant to be. And so if they can see the best in us, and at the beginning, that's just what you're teaching them. I want you to trust me to see the best in me, that's my goal for you, that if they're doing all three of these things, being the best they can be, doing the best they can, and seeing the best in others, then others are going to see the best in them. Good things are going to happen. There's going to be, it's the natural consequence for being and doing and seeing. And when they start to see that, all of a sudden there's like this shift that happens in your mind, and you start to recognize that, oh, when I'm being the best for other people and doing the best for me and for other people, trying to find that win-win, and I'm seeing the best in other people, then people want to be around me more. People like me more. People want to help me, and good things happen. It's a natural thing that happens. You're not doing it so that you can have that happen. You're not being so that that will happen, and you're not seeing so that that will happen. Your motivation really has to just be to be the best you can be, do the best you can do, and to see the best in others. But that is the natural result, is that others will see the best in you. And so that's kind of the concept as a whole. And when they can just see that, and you can just focus on one at a time, let's just focus on being your best self today, you know, and when they kind of get a handle on that one, then maybe you can bring up doing the best they can do. Because usually kids are good at one or the other. Some kids are really good at seeing the best in other people, and they just don't understand why people aren't seeing the best in them. And sometimes that has to do with things they're doing or how they're being. And so that's why it takes all three focuses. But when you can talk about it as different ways of thinking, and it's not about, oh, we have to change you, you know, because there's something wrong with you. No, it's just different ways of focusing, different ways of thinking that can help them to succeed in life, to be able to have the things that they want, that's going to help them to succeed and to help them to be happier. And so that's really exciting to be able to teach kids, and also to teach the parents how they can actually make a bigger impact and have those same rewards in reverse, because that's what happens when you're able to be your best self and do the best that you can. It really is enough. People can see that. And as you see the good in others, it just feels like you can fly. It feels like flying. It's really been really cool. And the other thing, though, that I was going to mention is that as the kids are trying to be their best and do their best, it's really important that we see those efforts and then immediately give them the praise for trying. And so that they'll be able to make that connection that their choices are making a difference and that it's always leading to something good for them. I love learning about the be-do concept because there's always some kind of spiritual application in everything I learn. It helps me understand God a little and how he thinks. And in this case, it makes me just think about those decisions that we make every day that are going to bring us either closer or further away from God. When we make good choices and do what he wants us to do, well, then God immediately blesses us. We see miracles. We feel more of his love. We just know that we're in a good place, and that's a really good feeling. But when we don't trust God, we don't see him as helping us, and then we're not being our best, we're not doing our best, that just distances ourselves from him. We don't always feel his love. We feel judged, and we're not really happy. It does take being humble, and it does take choosing to love and forgive. But when we are willing to be and to do and to see, that's when we just feel so much of God's love for us. And we're always enough. He loves us when we're doing our best, and he knows what is our best. He's not going to expect more than we can give. I'm really grateful for my opportunity as a parent and now as a teacher to learn some of these things. And I really think it's why we're here, to learn. And when you realize just how much agency and power you have to be who you want to be and do what you want to do, it's really quite empowering. And so I'd love to be able to help these kids learn that as well. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I'll keep you posted about how the new job goes. I'm sure I'm going to learn a ton from it, as well as better ways to implement or ways that I wouldn't suggest. So I'll just share them as we go along. And I'd also love to be able to have more guests who are really being who they were meant to be. I've been kind of shifting the podcast around a little bit, but I love where it's going. And I love talking to people who are being who they were meant to be. It's just really obvious because they're helping people, they are happy. And in all of the people that I've interviewed, at least so far, it really is a good combination of both of these be and do ways of thinking. It just happens naturally. And some people just kind of have those natural ways of thinking, and other people have to learn them, but they are things you can learn. And so it's just been super fun to learn these differences and then to share them with other people. So I hope it's really been helpful to you. And if you are one of those people, man, please introduce yourself. Tell me what you're learning. And I'd love to have a chat with you. So again, I hope you have a great day. I'll chat with you again next week on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
It's up to Y-O-U what you will be and do. And it's in everything you be and do that makes you you.